Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to this next episode of Tidbits from Church History. In this episode, we will be looking at the conversion of Augustine. This was a man crucial in our church's history. And remember that church history is our family history. We, in studying church history, are seeing what our brothers and sisters in previous generations, in previous centuries, even in a previous millennia, have done for the sake of Christ's church at great cost. So today we look at the conversion of one of the most crucial figures in all of church history, Augustine. He was not converted early in life, but rather led an exceedingly immoral life and was not converted until the age of 31. I remember reading some of his mother's testimony, Monica, and she wept and wept and prayed and cried out to the Lord year after year after year to redeem her son, to reach her son with gospel salvation. And yet, year after year, Augustine continued to harden his heart and run in the ways of the world, embracing all manner of worldliness and ungodliness. And yet, God had his time, and God always gets his man. And so I will read a portion from Augustine's Confessions, and we will hear from his own mouth the very moment the Lord rescued him from his sinfulness and set him free to live for the glory of Jesus Christ. I'll read now from Book 8 in Augustine's Confessions. He says, "I flung myself down somehow under a certain fig tree, and no longer tried to check my tears, which poured forth from my eyes in a flood, an acceptable sacrifice to thee. And much I said not in these words, but to this effect, and thou, O Lord, how long, Lord, will you be angry forever? Remember not our former iniquities. For I felt that I was still bound by them, and I continued my miserable complaining. How long shall I go on saying tomorrow and again tomorrow? Why not now? Why not have an end to my uncleanness this very hour? Such things I said, weeping in the most bitter sorrow of my heart. And suddenly I heard a voice from some nearby house, a boy's voice or a girl's voice, I do not know. But it was a sort of sing-song, repeated again and again, 'Take and read, take and read.' I ceased weeping, and immediately began to search my mind most carefully as to whether children were accustomed to chant these words in any kind of game. And I could not remember that I had ever heard any such thing. Damming back the flood of my tears, I arose, interpreting the incident as quite certainly a divine command to open my book of Scripture and read the passage at which I should open to. I snatched it up, opened it, and in silence read the passage upon which my eyes first fell. Romans 13, verses 13 and 14. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." He goes on to say, "I had no wish to read further and no need, for in that instant the very ending of the sentence, it was as though a light of utter confidence shone in all my heart, and all the darkness of uncertainty vanished away." This is his personal testimony of the account when God saved him. And I think there's several things that we can see here that will encourage us today. Number one, as Jonah says in the second chapter, verse 9, salvation is of the Lord. We see that so clearly in the account of this sinner's conversion. God reached Augustine with the gospel when by all appearances he was unreachable. And God did it. God initiated. God had his man. Secondly, we see this unique or special providence of hearing the boy or the girl's voice, take and read, take and read. And Augustine knowing clearly, I must go to the Bible. And how God in his providence had his eyes to land on Romans 13, verses 13 and 14, and that was the very text he needed to read that would grip his heart and would produce lasting peace. Thirdly, we just see the importance and necessity of the new birth. Jesus would say to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Augustine needed the new birth. Every one of us needs the new birth. You and I must be born again if we are to enter the kingdom of heaven, if we are to even see it. And so here is God's gracious work in the life of one of the most important saints from church history, Augustine. I pray this was a blessing to you today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.